Hallelujah, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I bear testimony.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证。
I want to apologize in advance. I only knew about 5 minutes ago that I was going to do this.
我想先抱歉，因为我才五分钟前才知道说我要在这里跟大家分享。
So I guess I can talk a little bit about my family's experiences in Christ.
所以我想要讲一些我家里的一些体验跟大家一起分享。
So a question that I get quite often is, did you grow up in the church?
所以我常常被问到说你是否在教会长大的。
Maybe because I'm mixed and I have a lot of earrings, I think people think that I didn't grow up in church.
也许是因为我是混血人，那我戴很多耳环，所以人家会问我说，也许我不是在教会长大的。
And I never really know how to answer the question, because it is a bit of a long story.
我不知道，我常常被这样问到，可是我真的不知道如何回答，因为这是一个很长的一个要回答，要做一个很长的一个答案。
So I'll share a little bit about that with you.
所以我就稍微讲一下。
So my mom is actually sixth generation True Jesus Church member.
所以我妈妈是第六代的真耶稣教会信徒。
And I was baptized as a baby, and I was raised in my childhood in True Jesus Church.
所以我从小就受洗，就在教会长大。
My dad was baptized before he married my mom, so he wasn't a believer until they were married.
所以我爸爸是在结婚前跟我妈结婚前才受洗的。
And I think that every child that is born in True Jesus Church, they have a different sort of story than someone who maybe comes to faith a little bit later in their life.
所以每一个在教会长大的信徒。跟那些后来才来的，他们都有他们自己的一些历程。
I think, but the common thread for I think everybody who is in church today is that everybody has a moment I think where they accept God as their own God.
所以我想大家都可以连贯的都可以。共通之处就是大家都有一段说他们终于体验到抓到神的那一刻。
And even though I was as a child raised in church, I didn't have that moment.
但是我虽然是在教会长大，但是我却没有体验到那我真的抓到神的那一刻的感觉。
I knew the teachings, and I came to church, and I was a good rule follower, but I didn't really have an understanding of who God was.
那我也听到道理，我也来教会，那我也遵守我们教会的道理，但是我却没有对这个神，我敬拜神有一个很深刻的印象。
And I think that was very challenging for my mom, because she works really, really hard. To you know, teach us the way and to cultivate our faith as children.
对我妈妈来讲，这对她来讲，真的是一个很为难、很不容易的事情，因为她花很多事情在信仰上教导我们，让我们要有真的有自己一个信仰。
But you know, the one thing that a parent can't do is teach their child to love God.
Can't. 所以。有一件事情，这个父母亲没有办法做到，是教他们孩子要如何的爱神，要爱神。
Because that is something that you come to yourself.
因为那是你自己要体验到的。
And so my mom did everything right, but I just couldn't. I couldn't get to that place where I really felt like my identity was as a Christian.
所以我做人，从表面上大家都做认为是对的，但是我就是没有办法真的去触摸到、体验到神。
Eventually, probably around the age of 13 or 14.
所以当我13、14岁的时候,
I started to rebel.
我就开始, 进入我的这个叛逆期。
And I was tired of going through all the motions and going to church and doing everything that I was supposed to do.
我很不喜欢这样子例行公事的做 我去教会敬拜的这种动作。
And I decided that I would find other ways to fulfill myself.
所以我决定说我要寻找不一样的方式啊, 让我觉得心里面更充实。
So I was actually very empty inside.
其实我心里是非常的空虚。
I knew that there was, I just always felt like there was really something big missing in my life.
我一直感觉到，知道说，在我生命当中，在我心里面是有一段，就是有一个是很空洞、很空虚的地方的。
And I had gone to church all my life, and so I thought, well, if I'm still feeling this way, then I'm not going to find fulfillment from God.
所以我一直都来教会，那如果我来教会这么久了，我还是这么的感觉，那我一定是没有办法找到可以让我觉得满足的。
One second. How long am I to talk today? Just 4 o'clock. Oh, 很长. Okay. Sorry, what was the last thing I said?
You cannot find the fulfillment. You have been doing this for all your life. So
oh,
you know,
okay. Thank you. I found lots of different programs and things that I could do from the internet.
所以我就慢慢的从这个网络上找各种不一样的节目或是不一样的东西来尝试是否能填满我心中的空虚。
I went to a summer camp in New York City one summer.
我也去东部纽约市参加暑期的夏令营。
And then I signed up to go to boarding school in Fresno for a year.
那我也去这个
Boarding school.
And
I would just sign up for all these different camps and programs, and I was always just trying to run away from, not actually run away from home, but just go somewhere else. And I thought if I went somewhere else, I would find myself.
所以我就让我自己，让我自己的时间被这些所有的节目所充满，或者是夏令营，或者各种不一样的活动。那我也不是真的想要离开或者逃离，就是让这些节目能充满我的这个一天的时间，整个时间。
And all the while, I was really, really lost, and I was really lonely, and I really felt like there was this big thing that I was missing, and I was really doing everything in my power to find it. Like I felt like I was doing everything.
所以在这段时间，我觉得真的我是已经迷失了，已经我觉得很非常孤单。我一直想找到这个我觉得需要填满我心中的东西，我却是找不到。
And this went on for probably up until I was about 19 years old, so a good 4 years.
所以这一段期间，这个寻找、迷失、寻找的期间，经过差不多4年，到我19岁的时候。
And I went through a lot of conflict with my mom at this time as well.
那这段期间，我也常常跟我的妈妈有很多的冲突。
Because she could tell that I was really unhappy.
她可以看出来我是真的不高兴，没有快乐。
And it just seems like I was just dark. I was just in a very dark place.
所以我那一段时间就是在一个算在一段黑暗期。
And she kept thinking that if I just went to church again, then it would all be better.
她一直想说，只要我去教会，那就应该会好的。
But obviously, at that time, I disagreed.
当然，那时候我是不这么认为的。
And so, yeah, that really caused a huge rift in our relationship.
所以让我们让我跟妈妈的这个关系有一个很大的裂痕。
And so I would say, when I finally returned home after a good 3 years of traveling around and going to all these different places.
3 years from 19?
No, 3 years from, oh, good question. 3 years from about 14.
所以我经过这三年多这样子到处旅行，到处去参加不一样的节目，不一样的这个我终于
Yeah.
我就回来。
And I thought, okay, well, that didn't really work. So I think what I have to do is I don't have to think about myself. I have to help other people.
所以经过这么一段时间，我发现说这个并没有帮助我，所以我想我要尝试另外一个方法，就是我就尝试着帮助别人。
So for the next 2 years, so up until, yeah, so 2 years after that, I got really, really dedicated to doing volunteer work in Zimbabwe.
所以在那之后的两年，就是19岁以后再过这两年，我就投入这个在 Zimbabwe 的这个义工的行列。
Working with orphans who are affected by HIV and AIDS.
所以就帮助做义工，帮助那些受这个艾滋病感染的这个孤儿。
And that was something that I became so passionate about.
那这个东西让我对这个东西有非常的热爱热忱。
And I thought, okay, surely this now I'll be fulfilled because now I'm not just thinking about.myself and finding myself now, okay, I'm dedicating myself to serving others.
所以我想说，这个做这个这么有意义，我想一定会让我心中开始有充实感，让我觉得这我生命真的很有意义，因为我是在帮助人。
But then during actually one of our trips, we had a youth pastor with us.
那在有一次我们的这个旅程的去的这一次的。去的旅程有一个年轻的牧师跟我们在一起。
This was during my senior year in high school.
这是我在高中最后一年的时候。
And he, it was right before we were getting in our van, to head out to another location.
所以在我们这个上这个旅行车要到另外一个地方的时候。
And then he told me a story.
他就跟我讲一个故事。
Now, actually, okay, I remember he told me a story, but now I'm going to try to remember what it was.
我知道他是跟我讲故事，我现在要尝试记起来，说他是跟我讲什么故事。
He was talking about, I think, an ancient martyr in the Christian faith.
我记得他是讲到说，在这个基督徒的这个历史里面有一个
martyr.
这个殉道。的这个基督徒的历史有一个这个殉道的一个事件。
And it was about how he was being tortured and the torturing was because his torturers were trying to get him to deny Christ.
那这个讲到说这个殉道者是因为他被苦待，因为他们要他不承认基督。
And so they told him, we're going to cut off your fingers.
所以这些人对这个后来殉道的人说，我们要把你的手指头割掉。
And then they did.
他们也这么做了。
And then, they said, we're going to cut out your eyes.
那是他们继续说，我们要把你眼睛也挖出来。
And then they did.
他们也这么做了。
And then, when after they cut out his eyes, he said that he didn't need his eyes anymore.
当他们把他眼睛挖出来，他就说我不需要我的眼睛。
Because he had already seen the glory of Christ.
因为他已经见到这个主耶稣的荣耀了。
And as they took little parts away from him,
所以他们就这样一点的一点的把他身体这样这个伤害。
He just kept saying, with every part that they took, it didn't matter because he had already felt and he'd already seen and he'd already tasted the love of Christ, so they couldn't take anything away from him.
所以他们这样一点一点的 割掉他身体的一点肢体，他却这么说，说虽然你们一直把我这个身体伤害或是割掉，但是我已经尝到体验到看到主耶稣的美好，你们也没有办法拿去我那个感受了。
And I'm not an emotional person.
我不是一个很多愁善感、很感情、很情绪化的人。
But I remember we were standing in that driveway when he was telling it to me, and I actually started to cry.
但是我记得说，我站在那个走道上，这个车道上，听到他这么讲的话，我开始眼泪就流出来了。
And I didn't know why.
我不知道为什么。
But it was from that moment on that I think.The idea about God and His love and all of that, it started to come back into my heart.
那从那一刻开始，这个神的这个观念跟神的爱，慢慢就又进入到我的心。
And eventually, when I returned home, I went about my life. I graduated high school, and then my mom asked me, for the first time in a long time, she asked me if I would please consider going to a seminar.
所以我那次的去志工旅行回来以后，我就继续回去学校，那我就毕业了。那我妈妈很久就没有这样问我，就这么问我说，你想不想去参加一个这个 seminar 研讨会讲习会。
And for years I had refused, but this time for some reason I said yes.
很多年来我都一直跟他说不要，但是这次我却跟他说好，我会参加。
And at this point we didn't have it was close to December, which is during the CYSC time.
所以那时候已经快接近十二月，是 这个大学青年灵恩会的时候。
And we didn't have any other seminars in Vancouver, and so the only one that I could possibly go to was CYSC in Cerritos.
所以在那时候，在我所住的 Vancouver 地方没有其他的讲习会，所以我能去的唯一的地方就是在喜瑞度的这个大专学生灵恩会。
And it was a church I'd never been to, in a place I'd never been to, and it just seemed like a terrible idea.
这是一个我没有去过的地方，也是一个我没有去过的教会。我那时候想想，也许这不是一个好的主意。
But for some reason, I decided to go, and I found myself in December. I arrived at Cerritos Church, ready for my first church experience in many years.
虽然这样，我还是去的，所以十二月份我就到了这个喜瑞度的教会，准备参加大专学生灵恩会。
And I told myself, I prayed to myself that this would be the last time that I tried this whole Christian thing out.
所以我就自己跟这么说，这是我最后一次来尝试来体验这种讲习会的这种生活。
And I told God, I said, "Okay, God, I'm going to do this one thing."
所以我就跟神这么说，神啊，我就要这么做这么一次。
And then that's it. And then I won't have any questions anymore. I'll be at peace with my decision to not.Be in church anymore.
那之后我就会觉得心里就很平静，我不想再做什么，我至少对我自己对好像对神有一个交代。
And I remember the moment I walked into the chapel.
那我记得当我那走进入这个会堂那一刻。
A sister came and she looped her arm into mine.
那有一个姐妹就走过来就拉着我。
So excited to see me, even though we'd never ever met before.
她非常兴奋，很高兴看到我，虽然说我们从来没有见过面。
And she said, "Come sit with me."
她就说，来跟我坐。
And I said, "Okay."
我说，好啊。
I sat with her, and I remember the first, during the opening ceremony, the first hymn we sang was Holy, Holy, Holy.
所以我就跟他一起做了。那我记得在那开幕式，我们所唱的诗是第一首诗是《圣哉，圣哉，圣哉》。
And I remember it sounded like angel singing.
然后我记得说那时候感觉说这个诗唱起来就好像是天使在赞美神一样。
It was like everything, every note was in perfect harmony, and it was just so full of heart.
那好像说每一个音符都好像是很结合的很好的一个旋律，都是从戏里面发出来的。
And I remember that's when my heart started to open back up again.
也就是从那一刻开始，我的心就慢慢的开了。
And I really throughout the entire seminar, I felt like God was speaking directly to me.
那在那整个大专学生灵恩会，我可以感觉到好像神在对我讲话一样。
Even though in retrospect the messages were very sort of like you know about condemnation and it was very sort of college aged teaching.
虽然现在回想那时候，那时候所教的东西，那时候教材讲到说要定罪的东西，就是。没有什么特别，也就是大专之声常常谈到的一些教材。
But I felt so convicted.
但是我却觉得说非常的这个深信不疑。
I had never experienced that sort of conviction, just true like emotion in my life.
我从来在我一生当中从来没有体验到那种对这个信念是这么的笃定，这么的不疑惑。
But I remember just the way that the messages were sort of formatted was that the pastors, they were teaching, but they never quite said, they never mentioned that God loves you.
那当然这个传道也这么教课，但是他们没有用这个字眼说神爱你。
Probably because most people at CYSC know most people there know obviously thatSorry, that God loves you.
大概我想是因为每个人都知道说神爱我们每个人。
But I felt like at that point that I was the one that was sitting there and I was not loved.
但是我那时候的感觉就是说我好像是唯一坐在那边是没有感觉到神爱我的。
I thought that there was no way that I could be loved by God.
我在想我那只是想说这个。我神真的是不可能爱我这样的一个人。
And so I just sat waiting to hear someone say that. I just sat there waiting for someone to just say that God loved me.
所以我只一直在等待说可以听到这么个字讯息说神是爱我的。
Just didn't happen.
那都一直没有听到。
And it got to the I was so upset about it, that I sat in the bathroom after our final prayer of the night.
所以我就一直很懊恼，我就很，所以我们当我们最后一个祷告完，我就一直在这个厕所里面。
And I got my phone out and I Googled whether my specific sins and to see if God would still love me.
所以我在厕所里面就拿起我的手机来，就在谷歌上面找，说我这个罪是不是神会赦免。
And I stayed in there for so long that the counselors bought me Pepto-Bismol.
所以我在厕所里面坐了非常久，那我的辅导员拿这个拉肚子的药给我。
Yeah, because they thought I had to be sick.
他们想说我一定是不舒服，有不舒服。
But eventually, during one of our prayers,
但是在我们其中一个祷告
I knelt down and I really, for the first time, I laid all my sins at God's feet.
那在那一次的祷告，我跪下来，把我所记得、所犯的所有的错都呈现在主的面前。
And I remember I was filled with the Holy Spirit.
我记得说我那时候就被圣灵所充满。
And I felt a voice repeating over and over and over and over in my brain throughout the prayer.
所以在那次祷告，我就好像听到有个声音一直在我脑袋子这么一直在重复，在重复。
And it just kept saying, "I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you."
所以那个讯息就是说，我爱你，我爱你，我爱你。
As I prayed my sins, as I laid it all out, the voice just persisted on. No matter what I said, no matter what I confessed, it just completely enveloped me.
所以 当我继续在向神忏悔我所犯的一切的罪，这个讯息还一定 一直不断的在我脑子里一直在发出来，就是我爱你，我爱你，我爱你，一直让我听到。
And I realized that this was what I had been looking for all of those years.
那我那时候就马上知道说，这就是我这几年一直想要追求、想要感受到的。
I couldn't really explain it, but I felt for the first time in my life that I had been fulfilled by something bigger than myself.
我没有办法解释这种感觉，但是我第一次让我觉得说我被一种这种感觉所充满，让我充实，让我觉得比我自己更大的这种东西。
And I found it so ironic that I had tried to go to the most beautiful places in the world.
我觉得很可笑，说我要去这个最美的世界最美的地方。
And it was in this little chapel in Southern California where I found everything that I had been looking for all of those years.
那这个最美的地方竟然是在加州这么一个小小的地方，一个教会，让我找到说我这一生一直在追寻的东西。
And from that CYSC was about 4 years ago.
那个大专灵能会是在四年前发生的。
And in that time, of course, nothing has been perfect after that.
当然在那之后并不是每一件都是称心如意的。
But I really feel like these have been the four most blessed years of my life.
但是我却觉得说这过去这四年却是感到神最祝福最得到恩典的四年。
They've been no less challenging, but I feel that having a God that I can pray to and I know is watching over me and is great and is all-knowing and is always for my own good.
虽然说在那过后来的过四年，我的生活还是充满了各种各样的挑战，但是我现在却知道说有一位无所不知、无所不能的神在我身边，他照顾着我。
It's really been my saving grace.
真的是我所得到这个拯救我的一个恩典。
Yeah, so it's already 4 o'clock, so I think. I'll answer yours first. Okay. That's a good question. So he asked me, if you heard it, what I would advise someone going through the same thing. I think the first thing that comes to my mind is trust.
所以刚才有一个人问我一题，就是说如果有一个人在走这个一样的一条路的话，那我要怎么样跟他劝勉，或应该做什么样的事让他回头，让他转向神呢？那我觉得最重要就是要信任。
And I'm saying that as from the perspective of someone who is seeing someone that might have been where I was a few years ago.
那我从我看的角度是看到说，也许有个人是那我就是我四年前、三四年前的我一样。
And because now I've experienced God and I know the joy and the fulfillment that can come from a relationship with God.
那当然我现在已经体验到神了，那我可以感受到从神的关系可以感受到这么样的喜乐跟平安。
I want to control them and I want to tell them, no, this is the way that you have to do it. You have to go to CYSC and you have to pray and this is what's going to happen.
那当然我就会想要跟这些人讲说，你一定要去这个灵能会，你一定要祷告，你就会得到这种不可以没有办法形容的这种感受恩典跟爱。
But yeah, something that God has been teaching me over the years is really that everything is in God's own timing.
让我学习到这几年就是说，神有神的时间。
And something that I am 100% sure of is that all those years that I was away, that my mom was just constantly praying for me.
所以有一点我非常确信说，这几年我离开神的时候，我的母亲都一直的为我祷告。
And if it was in her way, you know, she would have wanted me to just never have a hiccup in the road and just go on serving God my whole life.
如果是照他的方式的话，我想他会希望说我走的路是没有崎岖不平，都是一直很顺利的，然后走在神的道路上服侍神。
But the trials that I had gone through solidified my faith, and I don't think that I would know how to love God had I not gone through them.
那我所走过这条路，是我觉得是适合神拣选是最适合我的。如果我没有走过这条路，我真的没有办法体验到神，也不知道如何的爱他。
So God is wiser than our own understanding.
所以神真的是比人的智慧还高，比人的知识还高。
And yeah, I have loved ones in my life that aren't believers or have left the church that I feel that same feeling that my mom must have felt for me.
所以现在我生命当中有一些没有信的或是离开神的，我的感受就像我妈妈以前对我的感受一样。
But I think I guess my advice would be to just that I also have to tell myself this, right? Just keep praying for them and to trust that God knows best and God has His own timing.
所以我能跟你分享留给你就是说就是继续为他们祷告，神有神他的时间，神有他的智慧来带领。
So when I got the Holy Spirit,
再来我要分享说我什么时候得到圣灵。
I actually got the Holy Spirit when I was 13, I think.
我想我是在13岁的时候得到圣灵的。
Do I have time to tell? Do I have to? Oh, okay. I actually haven't told this story in a long time. So I received the Holy Spirit when I was 13, and it was at SSC.
我已经很久没有分享这个见证了。我得到圣灵是在学生灵恩会的时候，是我13岁的时候。
I had prayed the entire seminar that God would give me the Holy Spirit. That was my purpose for coming there.
那我那一次去参加灵恩会的唯一目的就是说要得到圣灵，所以我那整个灵恩会就是一直在祷告求圣灵。
But I all the days were passing and I wasn't receiving it.
但是一天一天的过去，我还没有得到圣灵。
But I know there's a sister that was a little bit several years older than me, and she wanted the Holy Spirit so badly.
但是我知道有一个姐妹，她大我没有几岁，但是她也跟我一样非常的渴慕，想要得到圣灵。
And she was fasting, and she was crying, and she was a mess.
所以她就在哭泣求、祷告求，甚至禁食求，真的是放尽她所有的心跟力量在求圣灵。
And I remember, I think it was the third or fourth day, she was praying next to me.
所以我记得是第三或第四天，她在我旁边祷告。
And as I was praying for the Holy Spirit for myself.
所以我记得说我在那时候我在为我自己祷告求圣灵。
I could just hear her crying and crying and crying in her prayers.
所以我在祷告时听到她一直在祷告里面哭，一直哭，一直哭。
And so I stopped praying for myself.
所以我就停止为我自己祷告。
And I started praying for her to receive the Holy Spirit.
所以我就开始为她祷告，希望她能得到圣灵。
And the moment I prayed those words,
所以在那一刹那，当我开始想到为她祷告求圣灵的时候，
I received the Holy Spirit.
我就得到圣灵了。
And I remembered that everyone had always said that when you receive the Holy Spirit, you're going to cry and it's going to be really bright and it's going to just be like, whoa.
我记得很多人跟我分享说，你得到圣灵的时候，你会哭，你会看到很亮的东西，你的感受真的是很强烈的。
And of course, like it was a very incredible.
当然，这个感受真的是很强烈的。
But I kind of felt like it just happened.
我是觉得说，好像就这么就得到就发生了。
Like I thought there would be like more to it.
我本来觉得说，好像会有比这个更不寻常、更特别的经验。
And I remember when I stood up after the prayer.
那我记得说在那次祷告以后我站起来。
I remember knowing even before, of course, before the pastor like announces it, I knew that I had just received the Holy Spirit.
甚至在传道宣布谁得圣灵前，我已经知道说我已经得到圣灵了。
And I remember having a very distinct feeling.
那我那时候记得很深刻，有一种很特别的感觉。
That my life was just about to get much more difficult.
那我的生命从那个开始会变得越来越越难，越艰难，越困苦。
And so I can now reflect on this retrospectively.
那我现在从现在看回去想。
Because it was actually only a couple years after I received the Holy Spirit. Actually, not even like maybe a few months after I received the Holy Spirit.
那不过是我得到圣灵以后的几个月。
That all these trials had begun in my life.
生活上的一些试炼接二连三的就开始发生在我身上。
And I always wonder why God gave me the Holy Spirit when He did.
那我时常在想说，为什么主耶稣要给我那个给我圣灵，在那时候给我圣灵呢
？Because I left very shortly after.
因为在那之后，我不久就离开教会。
And I think from where I stand now.
那我现在想起，我现在这再回想起来。
God. Sorry. I think that God. Thank you. God had known exactly the ways that I was going to hurt him.
神知道很清楚我会做什么样的动作来伤害他。
And he knew that I was going to go.
他也知道我会离开。
But from the very beginning.
但是从最初刚开始。
He always intended to bring me back.
他知道说他是要带我回来的。
And I think the biggest question that I've struggled with, even in these past 4 years,
那这过去四年我最挣扎的一个问题
is how could God possibly love me?
那神怎么有可能爱我呢
？Like how could it possibly be that after all this, that He could still love me?
当我经过这么多事，那神怎么又还可能这么的爱我？
And I think that gift that God gave me, when He gave me the Holy Spirit.
那我觉得说，神给我这么最宝贵这个恩典，这个圣灵的时候
，was His way of telling me that He was always going to love me.
就是他要跟我讲说，他一直跟我在一起的一个方式。
And He knew exactly what I was going to do, and exactly where I was going to be.
他知道我要做什么，也知道我会在哪里。
And when I sat during that seminar in CYSC,
所以在我在那一次的大专灵能会里
asking and begging God to tell me if He still loved me.
在这个求问神，恳求神说，神啊，你是否还爱着我？
I didn't realize that He had answered that question a really, really long time ago.
我才想到说，其实他已经很久很久以前就已经回答了这个问题了。
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. So, all right. Thank you for listening. This concludes my sharing.
好，感谢神。这是我结束我的分享。
May all glory be given to God.
愿所有的荣耀赞美都归于我们的真神。